Welcome to Radio Olderhood. I'm Robin Termingham, and I'm here with the founder of Olderhood.com, Bill Story. You're listening to the second in a continuing series of talks about retirement happiness. So, Bill, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Robin. Hi, everybody. Volume 2, Volume 1 last week seemed to go over fairly well. Thank you. With some really good feedback, actually. It was very interesting. We've done an article this week in the Retirement Happiness series, which I think the opening line seemed to concern a few people. We said we had spoken with a man in England who was a retired school teacher, and this was a conversation that had taken place a few years ago. That I'd had with him, and he'd said that he was scared about retiring, and that was the word he used. He said he was scared, so that was the opening line of the article, and that seemed to catch a few people out, and to be honest I think it was more to do with the realisation that people are scared about retiring and what they're going to do with themselves and, you know, their lifestyles as they move into the retirement years.
Well, the part that interested me in this article was his idea that everybody ought to have a happiness level and that they ought to be monitoring themselves and trying to do more things that make them happy. I don't think that it's possible just to have one generic, all-encompassing happiness level. I almost think it might be better if people sort of looked at different areas of their life. It's a less daunting task because, you know, presumably there's at least something that you can do in regards to either your family life or your living accommodations, you know, that will make you happier.
Yeah, that's right. I think one of the things that we've said is that when people talk about happiness, they really mean the level of happiness. Some people can be more happy than others. Some people can be less happy, but I think you're right that happiness is actually a thing that's got several pieces to it, and everybody seems to think that, you know, to be happy then you increase certain things or you add to certain things, you improve things and you become more happy. But I think a common feature of happiness is that you can actually increase your happiness level by eliminating things that you're unhappy with.
There's actually a really great book out there that talks about a lot of these things. It's a book by Julia Cameron. It's called The Artist Way. It's actually a book that was designed for unblocking your creativity, which is something that a lot of older people have, you know, they've more or less given up on their idea that they could be creative. So I think this book might be helpful on a lot of levels. One of the points that she makes is that when your life is out of balance, it's almost like an octopus because, you've got branches and arms of things going off in all directions. And as you said, some are good and some are bad. And she talks a lot about how to, fix some of the things that you're not happy with. If anybody's interested in learning more about her, she's got a great Facebook page. It's www.facebook.com/JuliaCameronLive.
That raises a question in my mind. The article this week was when we interviewed a man, but I mean, do you think that there are differences with a woman? I mean, do women think about retirement in a different way to men? Or I mean, do they have different things that they kind of think that they can do, want to do now that they've got older?
Well, I can only speak for myself. I think women and the women that I've met are great warriors. And I think that a lot of us, you know, we go to lunch and we talk, but we don't really talk about the things we really need to talk about. And I'm hoping that one of the things that you and I will be able to accomplish for everybody is get these issues back on the table. Uh-huh. You know, not make it like, you know, scary or shameful or embarrassing to talk about the fact that you're not sure you have enough money to live the way you want to live and to everybody to talk, you know, and share ideas about, you know, what you can do to economize or to reprioritize or just to enjoy every day that you've got.
Well, that was, and again, we had another article this week on olderhood.com by Bob Lowry, where he talks about, you know, his, you know, kind of first years in retirement, and he specifically talks about finances and how with the crash, the financial crash of, 2008, 2009, how that impacted him. It's a tremendous article. I would certainly encourage people to read that, because it really touches many of the issues of that scariness, if you wish, that we talked about in the article, because I think finance is unquestionably one of the things that really does get to people.
I have to say, one of the things I like best about Bob is that he was literally one of the first guys out there with a blog about retirement, and he made it very, very real, which was a gutsy thing to do. He literally has been talking about the things he's actually going through, you know, between himself and his wife and his father, and, you know, how he's made prioritization, how he's made changes, and how things have been, you know, turning out for him as he moves along. I think he's got a lot of great things to say, and I hope everybody is enjoying the articles that we've been posting for.
Yeah, we've got, you know, Bob basically, I guess, writes for us in Olderhood, but he also has his own blog.
It's called Satisfying Retirement.
Yeah, that's it. That's right. So, no, it was funny because we've got I got an email in this week from Stephen Lau in Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia, and he was referring to the articles about retirement and happiness, and there was one paragraph that I thought was exceptionally interesting, certainly from a man's point of view, and if I may just read that, it's very short. It says, "Do not use old age as your shield and justification for turning grumpy. There's nothing more annoying than an arrogant old fool. Welcome each day as another chance to be kind and forgiving to yourself and to others." I think that's great.
I think that's a great place to end. I hope you've all enjoyed listening to this. You can follow us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/olderhood. And tune in again next week. Take care, everybody.